car stood and looked at the bed suddenly. It smelled very high. He ran up to it, and as he went over, he hit it with his foot. He could bear the black bar clattering to the ground as he landed on the mat. Michael had his turn next. Over he went, and everybody clapped them. Care knocked the bear of twins in a row as it fell down. After he smiled at Matt, he knew that he was out of the contest. Michael was a new company. Cole was very disappointed. He sat down beside Sean and said, "I'm not going to do the high jump anymore." "But you're really good at it," said Sean. "You can't give up just like that. Why don't you come to the club with me tomorrow and do some turning?" Sean was good at running, and every Saturday morning he went to the Westside Africa Club, where his father was a coach. He had been trying to get Cole to join, but Cole wasn't interested in boring his dad. The next day was Saturday, and Cole went to watch a Lotsie football game with his father as they walked up and down the sideline. Cole noticed some children jogging around a park in the park next door. He wandered over to have a closer look and realized that one of the children was Sean. "Hi, Sean," he shouted. "What are you doing?" "This is the Westside Orchid Club. Anyways, Sean, why don't you come and have a look around?" "Okay," said Cole. "I will just tell Dad where I'm going." Sean took care over to the high jump area where his father was coaching some children. Could not see that they had a difference. Why of jumping over the bear instead of going fast first? As he did, they went over backwards, landing with their head to shoulders. Cole asked Sean's father to teach him how to do this theory of jumping, and then he passed it with the other children. Cole soon realized that he was able to jump much higher than before, and he began to enjoy himself. The following week, Cole joined the Westside Auto Club, and every Saturday he turned with the other children.